Okay, so we are at December 8th, 2016, the 8th of Kislev. So it's Halacha Day of Perek Yud Gimel in Sefer Shmos, the end of Parshas Bo. And there are several mitzvahs to choose from. We can talk about the laws of Tefillin. We can also talk about the laws of Pidyon HaBen or Pidyon Pidyon Bechor of animals, or Pidyon Peterechem Chamor, Pidyon of Chamor, you can talk about also. But I'd like to talk about something that is maybe even a little broader than that, also somewhat within the text of the Pasuk itself, and that is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah to tell over the story of leaving Egypt. So we know that that is one of the main mitzvahs that we have to do on Seder night. We also know that it's part of our Kriyas Shema that we say every night. In fact, that even made it into the Haggadah, and that I always thought that you have to remember Ari Ani Kaven Shivim Shana, that I'm like 70 years old, Rav Elazar ben Azariah said, and I always thought that you would only have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim during the day until Ben Zoma came and figured out that Kol Hayat Meg remembered all your days includes the nights as well, right? So we have a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim both during the day as well as during the night. And then it seems like there's a separate mitzvah of saying the of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim that seems to be specific to the night of the Seder itself. Now both of those psukim seem to be, perhaps are found over the course of this part. I say perhaps because that might not be true. But if you look in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, so the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe El Ha'am, Moshe said to the nation, Zachor, remember Eis Hayom Hazeh Asher Yitzasem Mitzrayim Yibes Havadim, remember this day that I took you out of from the house of bondage, Ki B'chozik Yad, Tzia Hashem Eschem Yizeh, V'lo Yechel Chameitz. And today, you will keep that with a strong hand, Hashem took you out from here, V'lo Yechel Chameitz, and therefore you shouldn't eat Chameitz. Rashi comments on the word Zachor, learns that from the Mechilta. Mechilta is a Medrash Halacha on Sefer Shmos. We learn from here that there's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. So where do we fulfill our mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim every day? So the easy answer would be when we say Shema, right? We say Shema in the morning, we say Shema in the night, and that's our fulfillment of this Pasuk of Zachor Yom Hazeh, remembering this day. So if you look a little bit further within the parak, so on Pasuk Ches, in verse 8 it says, V'gadata levincha b'yom ha'limor, will be told to the sons on that day, saying, Bavur zeh, asa Hashem li b'tzisim mitzrayim, that because of this, Hashem took me out of Egypt. So you have to tell, it seems like there's a independent mitzvah now, V'gadata levincha b'yom ha'limor, to tell your sons on this day, saying, that because of this, what's the because of this? So we pointed out a few times already from Rashi, because I'm in fulfillment of the, or I will be in fulfillment of the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, therefore Hashem took us out, and I have to tell my children that. So it seems like there's a separate mitzvah of Vigata Levincha that's taking place on Seder night. So a question that I would just like to discuss is, how do we define that? How is that any different than the mitzvah that we have every day? Something specific for Seder night. Why is that different than the mitzvah of Zachor, of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we have to do the rest of the time as well? So before we get into that, so I'd just like to point out one interesting thing, and that is that there is no bracha that is made on the mitzvah of Yitzipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We generally, over the course of Seder night, we say a bracha on eating matzah, right? Eating matzah, we say, not only do we say the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, we also say the bracha of Al Achilas Matzah. We say the bracha of Al Achilas Maror. We don't say a bracha on Halal, that's an interesting point. Or at least, it doesn't seem like we say a bracha on specifically on Halal. But why is there no bracha on the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Sefer Abudraham is a Rishon who, I believe he's a Profant, but I'm not sure. He's certainly quoted in the Beis Yosef, he's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, he's a important person. He says, the reason we don't say a bracha on Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is because you were already Yosef. By the time that you get to Magid of Seder night, you already fulfilled your mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in essence. Where? How? Where did you already fulfill your mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? What? So what he said, I think you're right, Shema. But he says in the Kaddish, when you said Kiddush in the beginning of the meal. Why? Because over the course of Kiddush, we say, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, there you go. You're already done. So you're going to fill the mitzvah. So how can you say bracha on a mitzvah that perhaps you already fulfilled? So that's interesting, right? That seems to kind of put this mitzvah of Seder night into the camp of the rest of the night. I mean, you don't actually have to do anything different. You're just remembering Egypt, the fact that we left Egypt. Now, not everybody agrees with that of Avudraham. There is a safer quote than the Seder. So many of these makoros are organized very nicely in Jonas and Sachs's Agada. So he points to the Nesivos. The Nesivos is perhaps most famous for his commentary on Chushan Mishpat, but he's less famous for his many other works on Drush and other. I think I believe he has a commentary on the Haggadah of Purim. So he has the Megillah of Purim. He also has a commentary on the Haggadah, famous Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Nesivos, and he says that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires that we say the entire thing, an elevated retelling of everything which transpired from beginning to end. Where does he get that from? So he says, because we know we just had a holiday 1 month ago called Purim. And the holiday of Purim, which is only a din d'rabbanan, it's only rabbinic in nature, guess what that demands? That demands the ganze Megillah to be read. Right? You have to read the entire Megillah. So just as you have to read the entire Megillah on Purim, so too you have to read the entire Magid on Pesach, and therefore the entire story from beginning to end is really a fulfillment of this mitzvah. So if that's the case, so then you already have an answer. What's the difference between the mitzvah of Zechiras, of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, versus the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Seder night? So Nitzivos' answer is the idea that, well, you tell the whole story, meaning every other night you just say we do these things in order to remember the fact that Hashem took us out of Egypt, and we're very happy about that. And on Seder night we say not just remember Hashem took us out, but there was this whole story from beginning to end, from the fact that we were slaves in Laban's house and then went down to Egypt. That whole story is an integral part of the mitzvah. There is a book out called Shiurim L'Zecher Avi Mori. It was written by the Rav, which means Shiurim that were said in memory of my father. So what is that? Those are Shiurim that Rav Soloveitchik gave. Those are the famous Yurtzeit Shiurim. You may have heard of such a thing. The Rav, on the day of his father's Yurtzeit, would give a very large Shiur, which filled Lamport Auditorium. Lamport Auditorium is the big auditorium at Yeshiva University, which seats something like 2,300 people. It's a pretty big place. Mm-hmm. So that was filled, and even in later years, it was shown on closed-circuit television to other rooms in the yeshiva as well. So thousands of people would come in here this year. I actually have made the point that it was probably the most people ever coming to specific shiurim on a yearly basis, and it probably will be the most ever in the future as well. Why is that? Because everything's online, right? In the future, if such a thing would happen, that the future of Soloveitchik, even with the same amount of status, etc., so he'll give a shiur like that, and it will be online, and you'll be able to live stream it to wherever community you are. It will be advertised. Why you will send out emails that everybody should set up in their shuls, video screens that will be able to watch it. So there won't be a necessity. Meaning, if I was a rav in Philadelphia in the '60s, so I would probably make it my business to drive up, and I was a former Talmud of the Rav, I would make my business to drive up every year in, I believe, the beginning of Adar, someplace around that. Yes, in the month of Adar, I would make my business to drive up and hear that cheer. But nowadays, what do I need to drive up for? I'll just watch it online. And then I'll email him Yesher Koach afterwards and tweet out how much I enjoyed this year. And so I'm not sure that is going. Anyways, so those shiurim that he gave got published in a 2-volume book called Shiurim L'Zecher Avi Mori. The second one of which the Rav dealt with this issue, and he quoted from his grandfather, from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, several distinctions between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night versus the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on this night. And that was one of them. One of the distinctions he made was that on Seder night you tell the entire story, while on Seder night you say the entire story, while every night you only make a small mention of it. So that's one possibility. There is another possibility And that is, does this mitzvah require you to say the story? Now there is a famous, now the pasuk seems to say that. The pasuk says, "V'gadol levincha b'yom ha'vilim," where you have to tell your child on that day. Now, what if you don't have a child? Can you fulfill the mitzvah? So, or what if you do have a child and the child lives someplace else, so your child's not there, or you have a Seder by yourself? Can you fulfill the mitzvah? So that the Gemara explicitly says is yes, if you have nobody else around with you. So you ask the four questions, you ask them to yourself, and you tell the story over to yourself. Now, let's say there's nobody else at your Seder. So you're having a Seder by yourself. That's pretty lonely and pretty sad. But the person is having their own Seder. Do they have to read the entire Haggadah out loud? So the Rush says, no. The Rush says that even if you only think about it, if you're by yourself and there's nobody there for you to tell it to, so even if you're by yourself, do you fulfill the mitzvah? Yeah, you fulfill the mitzvah just by saying it over to yourself. As opposed to the Sefer HaChinuch, which disagrees, says, no, you need to say it out loud. Now that might be subject to the regular machlokes. Can one fulfill your obligation of things that you need to say by thinking it? That is a question. However, Rabbi Sachs here quotes from Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. I quoted that from Rav Shlomo Kluger last week. Remember what? Bruce, remember what? Where is Rav Shlomo Kluger? Who is, what was he, his shita that he was most famous for? I talked about last Friday, the last halacha share. He was the anti-machine matzah guy. He was the one very much against the machine matzahs. So Rav Shlomo Kluger makes the point that even if you assume that you can normally be yotze, that you normally can fulfill obligations, that you have things you need to say by just thinking them, it could be that the mitzvah v'gadol levincha is different, that actually requires a dibor, that actually requires a saying over, that actually requires a sipur. There's nobody else there, tough luck. You still have to say it out loud in order for that other person to hear. You find that then points out from Rav Asher Weiss, one more point that it could be that while by some mitzvos, even if you're required to say it, you don't have to say it audibly, it could be that the Haggadah requires you to say it audibly. You have to actually hear yourself think. Actually, you have to not hear yourself think. You have to actually hear yourself speak, even if they're... there's nobody else there in the room. So he points out it's a little bit of a difference in davening. Davening, you are required to say it with your lips, but you're not actually mechuyav, you have to hear yourself. You have to say it, but if you don't hear it, let's say in a very loud, if you go to some bat even, if you go to Daven Ma'ariv at the Philly Yeshiva, so even if you say it out loud, you might not be able to hear yourself. So you just have to say it, you still have to hear it. When it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not only does it have to be said, but it has to be heard. And perhaps that is the distinction as well. So those are possible distinctions between the other nights. So one possible distinction we had so far was that the Nesivus held that you have to say it from beginning to the end, as opposed to the regular night where you don't have to say it from the beginning to the end. A second possibility is that, the difference is that on this night you have to say it out loud, but by other nights you don't. Now both of those possibilities, however, one can possibly reject them. I mean, those are both disputed suggestions that are put out. Are there any other suggestions? Well, there is a suggestion out there. If you open up the Or Sameach, the Or Sameach points out the following issue, that where would, in the mitzvah of Shema, the idea that we have to tell the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, where would I find that halacha? If I wanted to find that halacha in the Rambam's group of halachas, where would I find that halacha? You would find it in the laws of Shema. You say the laws of Shema every night. You would look at the laws of Shema. Now the Rambam does mention it there, but this pasuk of Zechor, this pasuk of Remember Yetzias Mitzrayim that we mentioned in this parsha, where is that found? So the Rambam actually quotes that pasuk in the beginning of his laws of Pesach, which are known as the laws of Chametz Matzah. That's a trick question. He doesn't call it the laws of Pesach; he calls it the laws of Chametz Matzah. So it's there. It's not in the first place. So why is that? So some suggest, quotes the Or Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, so he wrote a commentary on the Rambam, and he says, I'll tell you why this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not found in the laws of the Rambam. It's only contained sort of within the laws of Shema, and that is because there is no such mitzvah. to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. He points out that the Rambam doesn't mention the Sefer HaMitzvos either. The Rambam lists listing when he counts the 613 mitzvos, he only counts the mitzvah of saying the story of leaving Egypt on Seder night. He doesn't mention it at all about saying it every night. So it says the Or Sameach, why not? Because the Rambam actually holds that it's not a mitzvah to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. So that's like, that should make people's heads explode. So what are you talking about? It's in the Haggadah that it's a mitzvah to say the story of leaving Egypt every night. So the Or Sameach would say, no, not so fast. Yes, it's something you should do, but it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Rather, it's only a mitzvah d'rabban. It's not actually a biblically enforced mitzvah. It's only a rabbinic mitzvah. What about the story? What do you mean that he was wondering where did we get it from? And Zoma came and he explained it. Where did he explain it from? He explained it based on a pasuk. So says the Or Sameach. Yeah, okay, but that doesn't make it a din d'oraisa. That the idea that you could find a source for something that is done in the Torah. So do we have this concept earlier in here? An asmachta, does that term seem familiar to anybody here? An asmachta means that, yeah, it's a din d'rabbanan where you could find a hint to it in the Torah itself. So, yeah, the Gemara will do that once in a while. That doesn't necessarily mean that that idea is now elevated to be a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the Or Sameach simply suggests that he thinks that the whole thing is only a din d'rabbanan. Yes. Okay. So you could even perhaps you don't have the Reb Chaim suggested that even if you don't go to the Or Sameach's extent, the Or Sameach again saying that it's only a din d'rabbanan to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, you could still say why the Rambam wouldn't include it as a separate mitzvah, because the Rambam would just simply say that it's part of Shema. Right, we have a mitzvah every night to say every morning and every night to say Shema. Included in the mitzvah of saying Shema is recognizing all the things that Hashem is recognizing the things that Hashem does for us and realizing that we have a responsibility to do mitzvahs towards Hashem. And included in that would be a reference to the mitzvah to remembering leaving Egypt. That's an example. So, I mean, what part of Shema is a din d'oraisa? So that is a four-way machlokas rishonim. Which you can probably imagine what the four are. Either the first verse, the first paragraph, the first two paragraphs, or three paragraphs. All of those are possibilities. So if you assume, and I forgot which sheet of the Rambam is, about how much of it is in d'oraisa, but if you assume that the whole thing is d'oraisa, it's all biblical, so included in that is the idea of remembering leaving Egypt. It doesn't get its own separate and independent thoughts. The only problem with saying that is that we had someone pretty important who said that it is a mitzvah to say Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, and he learned it out of that pasuk. Who was that? We quoted him before. His name is Rashi. Quotes on that pasuk and pasuk gimel, he says, "What it means, of course, Yom Hazeh Sheretzem Mitzrayim, Lama Shemaskiring Yitzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yom." We learn from here that you have to remember leaving Egypt every day. So the Minchas Chinuch here, in his development of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says, "I saw that Rashi, and I don't know where he gets it from. That's Sarachian. Where do we get that from? The Chazal Lamdu Mikra Delman Hamuuchar B'Torah." If anything, we learn it out from a separate mitzvah later on, and not from pasuk, not from this pasuk. So why does he bring this Rasha, which we don't really paskin like? It's not really from this section of the Torah. And how does he conclude? He says, "Al korka ku sfir luhu demaf demi pasuk zeh lo nilmud rak leil pesach." Rather, from this pasuk, we could only learn out the mitzvah of leil pesach, about lo lechol yemos hashanah, but not for the rest of the year. Not like Rashi said, "Vitzarach iyan ma'od." Now that takes a lot of guts. Meaning, for the minchas chinuch to say, "I don't understand what this Rashi means," that doesn't seem to fit within our halachos system. That is a difficult thing to say, or maybe it's not such a difficult thing to say. How does one, and we're gonna have to encounter this as we move along in our studies of the book of Shmos, because the book of Shmos shifts from being a narrative book to being a mitzvah book. So when we learn the mitzvahs as they are in the Torah, there are commentators that the Torah that are on the Torah, the Rashi, number one, Sforno, Rabban, all of those guys, and the way they interpret the psukim sometimes doesn't align with the way the halacha interprets the psukim. Sometimes, and we've had this a few times already, but Rashi will sometimes give an interpretation of something that will only be quoting half of the Gemara, or will be quoting an opinion that the Gemara gave that ultimately gets rejected by the Gemara. So why does Rashi do that? So perhaps the answer is that Rashi is giving you a pshat for the Chumash. Similar to the idea that Rashi gives you a pshat for the Gemara. He gives you an explanation for the Gemara. It doesn't mean that it's the pshat for the Gemara. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's the way that we paskin from that Gemara. Rashi is just giving you a way to understand that Gemara. So he's giving you a way to understand the pasuk, even though we don't necessarily paskin that way. So suggest the Menuchos Chinuch that Rashi on a halachic level is not something that we can accept. Because if anything, if there even is a mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim both during the day as well as during the night, it's not learned out from that pasuk. Rather, it's learned out from a pasuk much later on. Rashi goes to Mechilta. He mentions that the Menuchos Chinuch says. Either he's quoting. I thought he mentioned Mechilta.
He doesn't quote
the Mechilta. He in a footnote here in the Menuchos Chinuch, good point. He quotes from the Maram Shik, who says that yes, it's true the Mechilta does say that, but the idea of Leilos is learned out from Laman Tiskor. It's learned out from later on. So that Rashi says, yeah, Rashi did say every day. I mean, that's actually maybe an answer to the Menuchos Chinuch. Rashi is saying, yeah, you have to do it every day. How do you know you have to do it every night? Oh, that's from a different. That's from someplace else. Now then, if that's really true, so then you have a question on the Rambam, because the Rambam uses that pasuk as the basis for the mitzvah of Sipuris Yisus Mitzrayim at night. There is a couple of other, the Sefer Chinuch takes about five paragraphs trying to figure out the answer to this question. As actually, the Menuchos Chinuch lived before Rav Chaim, he lived before many of these answers were given. He suggests first the idea that maybe hear horror is enough, just thinking about it is enough. But he says he doesn't know if that's true. It could be that you could be Yotze by way of hearing. It could be Yotze by way of thinking about it. Then he also suggests the idea that Rav Chaim said that, oh, and maybe it has to do with that you have to tell all the stories, all the nisim and the flows that happened to us, as opposed to the rest of the time. But then he says, maybe not. Not everybody would agree to that. And he brings a couple of Rishonim that say that, no, you probably are Yotze, including the Avud. He doesn't quote the Avud Raham, but we quoted the Avud Raham. That maybe you are Yotze by just saying, oh, we left Egypt and now bring out the food. He suggests maybe to hear the mitzvah is to tell to your son, but he points out that you could be Yotze without telling it to your son. I thought, he doesn't quote it here, but I thought that one could perhaps. Yeah, and then he suggests that maybe it's not actually a mitzvah the other nights. He has that idea as well. I thought he doesn't quote it here, and others quote it also. But the pasuk tells you, and over here when it says, Laman tisku, vagata levincha v'yomahu le'mor, v'avur azeh. Right? That based on this. Now remember, I think we covered this already, that we say over the Seder, Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer, if you don't say these three things, you're not Yotze. Pesach, Matzah, Mar. So you're not Yotze what? So according to the Rambam, you're not Yotze Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the Ramban, you're not Yotze Pesach, Matzah, Mar. But either way, why don't we say that that's the difference? That on this night, the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim needs to contain mitzvos as well. So according to, if you don't drag it into the mitzvos, so then maybe you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Perhaps that's the difference. So that's, I don't think I ever saw anybody actually mention that. Maybe. right, that tonight is different because it's done on things, and that perhaps is required on a level of Doraisa. That perhaps is required either, according to the Rambam, because you Magid has to lead you to those mitzvos, or the Ramban is that that the Magid needs to, that those mitzvos are only really fulfilled if you have Magid that goes along with it. But either way, that fits within the Pasuk. The Pasuk is, you tell your son, based on these things, because of these mitzvos. And that's the thing that we have additional on the night of Seder that we don't have every night and every day of the year, when we also have responsibility to remember the idea. Okay? So, stop.